The enemy decides you are rise again. Lord, may the weight of your glory fall on every one of us. May you open the floodgate of blessings that shower every one of us. Hallelujah. Abba, Father, we want to see you tonight. Yes, we want to see you. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Yes, Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Give all the glory to you.
Thank you.
Yes, we praise His name.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Thank you.
Ready to make a joyful noise? If I forget the words or quit singing them, you got your own words. They're all inside. All right, let them fly. All better is one day. How lovely is dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul longs, and my soul longs, and even faints, and even faints for you. For here my heart is satisfied, for here my heart that is fine. Within your presence I sing beneath the shadow of your wings, and I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. Better is one day, better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts
and thousands elsewhere.
Better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts
thousands elsewhere,
thousands elsewhere. Than thousands elsewhere. How lovely is, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul longs, and even faints for you. Hear my heart satisfied, yeah. Within your presence, and I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. Better is one day in your courts,
better is one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts, thousands elsewhere.
Better is
one day in your courts, better is one day in your house, better is one day in your courts, thousands elsewhere.
Better is one
day.
Better is one day.
Better is one day.
Better is one day.
Better is one day.
your house. Better is one day in your thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house.
Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere.
How lovely. Or one thing I ask, and I would see, to see your beauty, to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells, and you in the place your glory dwells. Let's sing that again. One thing I ask, and I would see, to see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells. Better is one day.
Better is one day in your courts.
Better is one day in your house.
Better is one day in your courts and thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere.
Than thousands elsewhere. Oh God, than thousands elsewhere. My heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your spirit's water to my soul. I've tasted and I've seen. Come once again to me. I will draw near to you. I will draw near to you. To you. My heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your spirit's water to my soul. I've tasted and I've seen. Come once again to me. I will draw near to you. I will draw near to you. To you. One day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts.
Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere.
Better is one day. Yes, we do.
Father, we just praise you. Father, we worship you through the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son. Father, we stand in that place being cleansed by the power and the life of his blood. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you that we can be born again. Thank you, God, for your presence. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We invite you. Thank you. Thank you for your presence, Daddy God. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Well, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes. Eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up. Yes, shadow in the light of your glory. Power in us, we sing holy, holy, holy. See you high and lifted up, and shining in the light of your glory. So pour out your power.
Power and us, we sing holy, holy.
So pour out your power on us. We sing, holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Slow it down a little bit. Thank you.
Marco Ginella.
All to Jesus, amen? Without Him, we are nothing. And I'm nobody without Him. Because of Him, I'm here. Because of Him, I'm able to meet all of you guys. Amen? I'm so pleased and so grateful with the Lord for allowing me to be in the United States this year. So I'm meeting precious people. Pastor Stephen and his wife and his family have been taking care of me and been very hospitable with me, and also people that have been to Lima, Peru, and it's been such a joy to see them back. So God is doing amazing things in the nation of the world. Amen. So we are one family. We got one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Holy Spirit. So it's the Holy Spirit tonight that is drawing us all together and be worshiping the Lord here. So, okay. I'm okay now. So I've been meditating the Word of God tonight about what the Lord wants me to share with you. And I would like to share with you something very, very important for all of us, for all the believers, is about the anointing of God. You know, there is a big difference being a believer in Jesus Christ and a believer with the unction, with the anointing of God, which is make the difference in all of the aspects of our Christian life. God wants to anoint us. In some way, the Bible talks about that we are all anointed by the Holy Spirit. But there are different levels of the anointing. God has no problem to give us the anointing what we want. But there are some steps that we need to take in our Christian life to be different with the rest of the people. We are not better than anyone, but we can be different. Amen? Yeah. So God has called us to be different in the body of Christ, but also in the world. And the enemy knows the anointing. The devil is after the anointing to take away the anointing that has been given to us. Amen? So I know that you are a people of the Word of God, so I wish to turn your Bible in the First John. Pastor, thank you so much for having me over here.
Thank you.
It's such an honor and being in this sanctuary of the living God. And there's a very sweet presence of the Lord in this place. I know there is too much prayer that's been released in this place. So all this atmosphere is saturated with the presence of God. Amen? I've been telling my brothers that in Peru we got around almost 4 million of Peruvian with Chinese ascendants. So beside Los Angeles, Peru in the world got one of the largest Chinese population. So the Chinese went to leave to Peru, moved to Peru. There was a huge celebration last year, 160 years of the celebrating the immigration of Chinese to Peru. So we got also Chinese and Japanese, but the major immigrants are from China. So part of our culture is to eat the very tasty Cantonese food. I know that you're not Cantonese, but the Cantonese food is good. It's very tasty. Amen. But if you go to Peru, you will taste the Chinese food different like any other part of the world, because the Chinese cuisine is mixed with some ingredient from Peru, so makes the Chinese food different. So I know you're hungry at this time, so I'm not going to open the appetite. Okay. I better start in the spirit now and I'm ending up in the flesh. Okay. But let's go back to the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So, in the book of John, chapter 1 John chapter 2. So, what happened? Is Jesus calling by phone? Shut down the phone. A blessing, you know. You don't know how much I'm missing a phone because when I think it was 2 days ago, we went to the this beautiful waterfall, and suddenly I want to take a picture with the camera, and I was so dumb and dropped it off the phone, and it was gone. You know, sometimes I hate the phone, but this time I love it. And you don't know how much I miss the phone. Okay, verse 24 said, therefore, 1 John chapter 2, therefore let that abide in you which you have heard from the beginning, yet what you have heard from the beginning abides in you. You also will abide in the Son and the Father. And this is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. Okay, verse 27, but the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. Amen? Father, we praise You. We give all the glory to You tonight, Lord. Father, we thank You so much for Your awesome presence of Your Holy Spirit in this building. Father, we ask You in the name of Jesus, Your Son, that You take control of every mind, everybody in this room, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we bind every principality and powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. And Father, we release the grace and the mercy and the unction of the Holy Spirit in this place, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let every soul be drawn to the cross, to the presence of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank You so much, and we ask You, Lord, to enlighten us our understanding tonight about what You want to say to all of us. In the name of Jesus, Son, as Your Son, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, the Bible says that we got an unction that we have already received from the Father. So, you say, okay, I don't feel the anointing, but yet we have received Jesus as Lord and Savior. Also, we receive a part of the anointing of the Holy Spirit in us. Of course, when we are baptized in the Holy Spirit, of course, we are receiving an unction from the Lord Himself, so we can operate, because that will make the difference before the world. There is in the book of Proverbs, we got a proverb that say that the gift will make us sit before kings, you know. So it's the anointing, it's the unction of the Holy Spirit that makes us room to that we can be different with the rest of the world. Or with the rest of with the rest of the people. So we have received an anointing, you know, and that abides in us, and we don't need anyone teaches us, you know. But you know, this scripture sometimes have been taken away from the context, because the people say, okay, if I got the anointing of God, I don't need anyone who can come and teach me the Word of God, because I got the anointing. It's not what the Word of God say, because the anointing teach you things in your spirit, but also we have to be learning from others. But the unction that is in us will tell us when we are doing wrong things, you know. You know, the most precious thing that the Lord can entrust me, is His anointing. When you experience His power, His unction, you don't want anything else in life, you know. There are times in your life, you know, when you come to realize there is not other precious things in your life than the unction of God. There is no pleasure in this world, there's no lustful things in your life that you can experience once you have experienced the unction of the Holy Spirit. God wants to empower us daily by daily with this unction, you know. But sometimes the unction is so touchy, so sensitive that leads for things or wrong things that we do in life. But the unction is there. And we need to work in that so we can make the difference. So let me take you a little bit to the book of Matthew chapter 25. Because the Lord will return for anointed church. Amen? So the people have to see the difference in us when people come to this building. There is a different atmosphere. We can't introduce a God, a Lord without power, without the people feel anything different. So we must take the difference to the people. We are the ones who are carrying the difference. And the difference, what makes the difference in us is the unction of the Holy Spirit. Amen? The Bible says is the unction of God is the one that breaks the yoke of the enemy. And I believe that I was feeling so strongly, I was sensing in the Spirit that the Lord want to anoint all of you tonight. What's your name, brother?
Tony,
the Lord wants to anoint you.
Amen.
Really?
Amen.
So the Lord had something very special for you. Amen?
Amen.
So the Lord wants to anoint you with the fresh oil tonight. Amen?
Amen.
So in the book of Matthew 25, the Gospel of, according to Matthew 25, the Bible talks about this parable about the 10 virgins. You know, all were expecting a Lord, so it must be believers, all of them. But what makes the difference here? There's a 5 of them were prudent, and the other ones were fools. What is the word here? Tell me, church. Foolish, you know. But the foolish say, those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. So they are believers full of the Holy Spirit, but they were believers, they were not full with the Holy Spirit. So the time came when the husband or when the bridegroom show up and did not find the 10 of them full of the Holy Spirit. You know, I've been many times to the Arab countries. You know, you all will learn things from other culture, but the Arab people, the Arab Christian, have so many things so real from the Bible, because the Bible, when you go to the Middle East, the Bible came so real to you, because most of the story of the Bible have been taking place in the Middle East. So the most important person when it's a wedding that is taking place in the Middle East is not the bride, is the bridegroom. Mm-hmm. So guys, we're important. We have been giving too much room, too much celebration to the bride, but in the Middle East, the most important person is the man, is the bridegroom. So it's not a good news. So here, we can see here in this parable that all this 10 virgins were waiting for the coming of the bridegroom. So the Bible say here, so when verse 8, and the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you. Buy, go rather those who sell, and buy for yourself. There is something that we need to do to keep this oil in us, you know. The Bible say in the book of Proverbs 23, verse 23, it say, buy the truth and sell not. What does it mean? The things of God will cost you something. Nothing is free, just the blood that the Lord shed, but cost the life of the Lord. But if you want to walk in the anointing, if you want to walk in the power of God, will cost you something, and more than something. There's nothing such thing as free. We need to sanctify ourselves, we need to push ourselves, because the pure anointing can come in us and make the difference. I know that many of you would like to be used by the Lord, especially for this meeting. It's called the healing room, you know. But healings and miracles and wonders and deliverance take place, especially when our vessels are clean, and so a pure anointing can come out of us. It's so easy to minister to people. Sometimes we are challenged by different kind of things, different kind of necessity or need of the people. But sometimes we are powerless because there are things in us which are not in the right standard with God. But never is late. Never is late to change. It's never is late to come to the Lord and say, Lord, we need from you. I need your anointing. So there are very key process in us to keep this oil running in all of us. So the Bible say here in verse 10, they say, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. I know the coming of the Lord is so near, is so close to all of us. Every day there is a sign that has been fulfilled in our sight, you know. Especially if you track the news, if you are watching news and the thing what happened in the world, more than ever before, we can see that the coming of the Lord is so near. How many are expecting to the coming of the Lord? You know, something that is there is a kind of deception is coming to the body of Christ in many parts of the world, because not all the churches believe in the coming of the Lord Jesus. And you know why? If you don't expect the coming of the Lord, you know what has happened? You don't sanctify yourself. You don't feel anything to do new for the Lord. You don't want to change your lifestyle because you don't have this hope. The Bible says in the book of 1 John, those who got this hope, you know, that Jesus will return, sanctify themselves. We must have a process of sanctification. You know, more than anything that the devil is coming against you, is because, especially if you got a call from God, whatever can be that call to be accomplished in this earth, the devil is after your call. It's after the anointing that you have received to accomplish that task. Maybe you got a call for business, you got a call for being intercessor, you got a call for being a teacher of the Word of God, but the devil knows more than you that you have received something from heaven. Amen? So the Bible say in the first scripture that we were reading that you have received an unction from God. That unction, which is the Holy Spirit Himself, will teach you the things that are not true and the things that also are lie. Because there is coming a time, we are coming at a time where we don't realize the deception that we are involved. I've been here last year, but I've been out in a previous year I was here, and I was attending to a big conference about deliverance, you know. So everyone should be aware about, you know, this precious ministry that the Lord Jesus got for everyone. But I was reading something very interesting, and I was listening to a preacher that is a Baptist pastor, Spirit Field. But this man one day was asking the Lord, why the people that have been delivered are demonized again? Why they pick it up the demons again? And the Lord was telling him something very interesting, and which is very good for us, because the Lord was telling them that they need to remove the deception that they are believing. Because sometimes the problem is not the demons. The problem is the deceptions that the person is believing about the demons. Of course the demon exists. The demons are there, and many of the demons are because we are believing a lie. You know, especially for you, those who are going to be ministered by the Holy Spirit. You know, when the Lord brings you a healing, when the Holy Spirit touches you, and your disease is gone, your infirmity is gone, or the demon is gone, you know, the devil all the time wants to occupy the house that he was using before. You know why sometimes the devil comes in a state, or the infirmity comes again to the body? Because the devil tried to trick you, because bringing you back the same symptoms about the infirmity. Oh, and you begin to believe that you were not healed the day when somebody got used to bring you the healing through the word of knowledge. And you embrace rapidly that deception, you know. Especially also with the temptation. Maybe you have been set free from lust, from anger, from migraine or other, any kind of infirmity or oppression, the enemy tried to come back and bring in you the same symptom, and you began to doubt about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in you, saying maybe it was not a real liberation or the real healing that I received that day. I remember very much the day when I was healed by the Lord, and I was in a conference in New Hampshire in that conference I was able to meet Pastor Jane Berkeley from Washington, from Marysville. And I remember very well what the But Pastor James told me I was in the prayer line like anyone, you know. I was a pastor, I was a preacher, but who cares? I was needing a healing because I got one of the most severe cases of migraine in Peru. I was in every new medicine against migraine. They went to test that medicine with me, along with other a huge number of people, because I was diagnosed one of the worst case in Peru. So I remember when Pastor Jane Berkey prayed for me, I didn't ask him what was wrong with my head, and the Lord showed him what was my infirmity. But he said to me, "You will be healed from now on, but you need to stand in faith, because the devil will try to pull you the infirmity again and making you believe that you were not healed today." You don't know how much it was good for me to hear that, because the devil, maybe 20 days later, the symptom tried to come back to me, but the Holy Spirit inside of me began to remember those words, advice, wise advice given by Pastor James, that I should rebuke those symptoms and declare that I'm healed by the blood of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus. Amen? Amen. So it's so important when we receive from the Lord to stand and remain in that healing and that deliverance. That is why the unction of the Holy Spirit is so important, that we can remain. You know, Jesus has called us to do His works in this earth. Amen? So, what was the difference with the ministry of Jesus? The Bible says that Jesus, when He went into the wilderness, He was led by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by the devil. But when He came out of the wilderness, He came under the power of the Holy Spirit. He was full with the Holy Spirit. The Bible said in the book Acts chapter 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. How many believe that is scripture, that Jesus was anointed by God? And let me tell you tonight, God wants to anoint all of us to do the works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. I don't care your background, I don't care how you feel today, but there is a new day available for you. Amen? God, the Lord is coming for a church that have oil. Amen? Amen. You know, it's so sad going to places where churches are so dry. I'm not talking about, you know, making a lot of noises. You know, we have a joke and we tease sometime in our country, you know, because we don't have so many brand new cars that you got here in the States. So we got cars that sometimes make a lot of noise, you know, but don't advance too much. And we call those cars, you know, Pentecostal cars, you know, make a lot of noise, but there's no power. You have no power to advance. So, it is. I know that you don't have this kind of cars here, you know, that make a lot of noise. You have a good cars here. But God, I want to challenge you in the Spirit now. How are your battery charging with the Holy Spirit? Because the Lord is coming for a church, an anointed church. Amen? So I believe with all my heart, that the days of the devil are short in this earth. Amen? So God is going to enlighten the church. It will anoint the church with a fire that we haven't seen before. I believe the best is yet to come. Amen? So there is still a remnant in this country, you know, in every nation of the world. There is a remnant that the Lord wants to make the difference with them. Amen? So the difference comes to us when we receive that impartation from God Himself. Amen? Because the Lord, the book of Acts talks about when the coming of the Holy Spirit, you know, talks about the power of the Holy Spirit that makes the difference in us. Amen? So let's be that prudent virgin that the Lord is looking for, that they were ready when the Lord calls. You know, the Bible said that many, when the Lord comes or when He shouts His trumpet, many will be scattered because they will ashamed about the appearance of the Lord or the manifestation of the Lord. But when you are ready, no matter what, when the Lord comes, because your lamps are full with oil or the Holy Spirit. Amen? That will make the difference in all of us in our churches. So let's keep the oil running so the people may note the difference. Amen? Amen? So in this scripture that we have just read, say, ask God, like how God anointed Jesus. But, you know, Jesus is in us. You got Jesus inside of you. So, you will do greater works than Jesus. Amen? But because of the Holy Spirit, because of the unction of the Holy Spirit in us. You know, maybe that anointed that you will pick it up, or maybe you already got it, are breaking jokes of the enemy. So God wants that anointed church today. Because the gospel of the Lord Jesus is not just words, a beautiful speech, but it's power of God. Amen? And the power of God has been demonstrated because of the unction, because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit in us. Amen? So we are believing that the end of this world, the end of the age, will be better. The later rain will be greater than the first rain. Amen? So we are expecting great things that the Lord is going to do. I'm telling you the things, or I'm preaching the things, very simple, because you got so much materials, you got so much things available for you for knowledge. It's good to know, and every day, I think every week in this country, you got a new Bible with a new study, with a lot of things, you know. But we don't see the demonstration of the power of God. I've been receiving a lot of groups, hundreds of kids every year go to Peru from different ministry, especially Dr. James Dobson ministry, and huge, large Baptist churches that go to Peru and go for a mission trips. The reason I don't share much, even I was raised in a Baptist church, but I love to be involved and helping them out, organizing and making all the setup for the days that are going to be sharing Christ, is how the Lord used the team of our church to bring word of encouragement and faith to the people, because in our countries, we can lead people to Christ, but when you go and knock the doors, there are so many need and people that, and we are the one who have been called to do the difference. So I challenge, sometimes it's not the problem, the people that go, sometimes the leaders that are very blind with theology, that sometimes is good for nothing. So I challenge in love to them and say, brother, the only scripture that you believe is the scripture that you practice. Bible may say a lot of things, but if you don't practice what the scriptures say, you're not believing what the word of God saying. You know, they tell you, okay, there were signs. You know, I was a Baptist, so I know all the argument. No, 2,000 years ago, the Lord used to heal. It was a demonstration. But once the Bible, it was all together. You know, we don't need more miracle. We don't need to prove anything. Who told you that? You know, we still have sick people, people under the power of the devil, and we need to make these people believe. You don't believe by what we say, they will live because of the sign. You know? In the book of Mark, the Bible, Jesus commands all of us to preach the gospel to the whole world, to every creature. You know? And he tells us to lay hands on the sick, and what is going to happen with the sick? They shall recover. You know? And I know all the argument that said to you, the people may say to you, okay, no, but this, from verse 9 to 20 is there are verses that have been added, you know, years later. You know, it's very easy sometimes to believe a lie. But I said to this, okay, if this scripture was added later, so the only way to see if it's truth or not is when you practice. In the book of Hebrew, chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, talks about the basic doctrines of Christ. That everyone who believes in Christ Jesus must be aware about this basic thing. The repentance of the dead works, the faith in God, the resurrection of the dead, the baptisms, you know, talking about more than baptism, you know, and I believe the baptism in water and baptism in the Holy Spirit, the doctrine of laying hands. So everyone, every Christian should be agreeing this. The Bible said in the book of Second John, yet he who doesn't have this doctrine of Christ is not of God. So we must believe, we must come to the point where we must practice what we believe. You know, I was so bound by the religion for so many years, and I really praise God because God put godly people across my way. And I began to learn, and I began to see the fulfillment of the scripture in front of me. But it's not only for me available; it's available for all of you guys. Amen. So God has called all of us to make the difference and be a true disciple of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. So the first one. The Bible says the farmer. I found the scripture. I was going to tell you that I was not going to remember, but 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6. But the hard working farmer must be first to partake of the crops. What does it mean? Yet we are believers in Christ, we must be the first one being partaken the things of God. So we must be the partaker of the healings, the miracles, the deliverance, breakthrough in our life. We must be the first one. Amen? Amen. Because our words will be backing up by heaven when we have a real experience with the scriptures. Amen? So we got the anointing of God. The presence of God is here tonight. I want you to stand up tonight. And let's prove what we have been preaching is real. Amen? Jesus is real. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is real. Amen? In the book of Psalms, the psalmist say that I shall be anointed with fresh oil. So there is a fresh oil every day for all of us. Amen?
Amen.
So that will make the difference. So it's time not just to come. I know that we need, there's a time where there's a time for receiving anointing, receiving unction of the Holy Spirit, healing, breakthrough, deliverance. But comes a time in your life where you must willing to give to others. Amen?
Amen.
But maybe you say, Pastor, I don't feel anything when I pray. I don't dare to pray for other people. But if you have been under the anointing, under the prayer line, you have received an anointing from God. Amen? And you got an anointing because you got the Holy Spirit inside of you, will tell you when you are out of God and when you are in God. Amen? So what does the anointing tell you tonight? You are in God or you are out of God or you need more of God? We need more of Him. Amen? So let's pray tonight and let's practice what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You for Your presence. We thank You, Father, for the gift of the Holy Spirit that has been given to us as a promise, Lord, to all of us. And Father, Your gospel, Your Word is true, Father. And Father, we are here tonight to receive from You, Lord God, a pure anointing that has not been defiled by any man, just Your pure anointing, Father. And we pray, Father, tonight that everyone can get a release. Father, everyone who is here can be anointed with a fresh oil, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we are the people that believe in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we want to be that anointed church, Father, for this century, for this hour, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we need more of You, more of Your fire, more of Your Holy Spirit, Father, to make the difference in this world, Father. We are here, Father, gathered tonight in the precious name of Jesus, Father. We are gathered here tonight and we have been coming under one name, the name above all names, that are in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, we pray, Father, tonight before Your throne that You pour out a fresh oil in all of us, Father. Here they are dry vessels that, Father, dry cups that they need more of You, more of Your fire, Lord, to do the work of Jesus. Father, we are been commanded by Your word to do the work of Jesus. Father, we want to do greater things in the name of Jesus, that everything that we do glorify the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I want you to come forth because we would like to anoint you with oil.